Hello, and welcome to the Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, your friend at homeschool.com and homeschool mom of six. Join us as we keep it real and chat about the ups and downs of this amazing adventure we call the homeschool life. So grab a cup of your warm favorite and a comfy chair and let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome back to Homeschooling and Loving It. I'm so glad you're here today. For a lot of families, summer brings a mix of excitement, maybe a little uncertainty, and we often ask ourselves, should we keep learning? Go. Should we keep on learning? Should we take a break? Should we take the whole summer off? Should we do something little every day? Well, what does summer look like for a homeschooling family? Well, today I want to give you a completely different perspective. Summer learning isn't about continuing school. It's about rediscovering the joy of learning. Let's start here. Summer learning is one of the best ways to reconnect with your kids. It's not structured. It's not rigid. It's not about checking boxes. Instead, summer learning can be interest-based. It can be hands-on. It can be super flexible, and you can root everything in curiosity. And your summer learning can happen anywhere. It can happen in the kitchen, on a hiking trail, at the park, at the beach. You can, you know, learn while you're curled up in a hammock with a book. And maybe most importantly, summer learning could be child-led. And this is where your kids can get to explore what they are highly interested in. And here's the key. When we present summer learning and make it extremely engaging and motivating, we have to present it differently. Because if you're here, if your kid hears summer learning, they're thinking worksheets, desks, assignments, paper and pencil, and they're going to shut down immediately, right? So instead, let's paint a picture. This is our chance to explore what you love. You know, encourage the child in that. By June, let's be honest, our kids are tired. They've had a full year of academics, activities, commitments, and many of them are burned out. So when we introduce summer learning, it can feel like, wait, what? More school? But no, here's a shift. Let's move that thinking that summer learning is not an extension of school. It's a recovery and rediscovery season. And we can avoid resistance to the idea by being clear about what it is and what it isn't. We can emphasize freedom and exploration and invite them into the process. And here's something powerful. If we share our own excitement, our kids are going to get excited about it, right? Instead, we can introduce a concept like, oh, I've been waiting to share these books with you all year. Or, I've really wanted to share something new with you this summer. Or talk about how you're learning personally. I've been waiting to read these books myself all summer. Or I have been dying to try this new thing this summer. So when your kids see you learning, it changes everything. Because we all know enthusiasm is truly contagious. All right, so how do we deal with sleeping in or resetting rhythms? Because we know everybody likes to take that more casual schedule in the summer. So let's talk about something that we always noticed. You know, my kids, especially as they got into the teen years, they wanted to sleep or stay up late, move slower. And honestly, that's not a bad thing. Many kids, especially your teens, are often sleep deprived during the school year. And so summer becomes a chance to just reset their internal clock, restore energy, and help them establish healthier rhythms. Now, obviously staying up really late and sleeping in really late is not a healthy rhythm, but instead of fighting it, we can try working with them. We could plan to start the day a little bit later, plan activities in the afternoon so that you can take an easy morning schedule. We can create flexible expectations, and we can use all of it really as teaching moments. We can
use these opportunities, you know, instead of just limiting screen time, we can teach them why we need to limit screen time, why it's important that you limit screen time, especially before bedtime. And then we can also encourage calming routines and help them with learning how to promote consistency in their own lives, taking ownership of them, of that themselves. So this is a chance. Summer learning really is a chance to do some life lessons along with other learning. I'd like to take a break right now and give special thanks to our sponsor for this podcast today. Our sponsor is Carson DeLosa. Their SummerBridge workbooks make it easy to keep kids learning with just 15 minutes a day, helping prevent the summer slump and build confidence for the next school year. You can find them at carsondelosa.com. That's CarsonDelosa.com. And you can use code 15OFF, 150FF, all caps, at checkout for 15% off your order. Let's get back to talking about summer learning. I did mention managing screen time, especially screen time before bed. So that's something that can often be a big conflict. But, you know, screens in the summer, it kind of becomes a chill front and center thing, right? So here's the truth. There's really no one size fits all answer. But you know your child, you decide what works for your family. But you can ask yourself, you know, are my kids engaging with others? Are they exhibiting a healthy social interaction? Are they exploring things off screen? Are they trying some new things? Some families take this pretty seriously and they go completely screen free, or they set strong limits or whatever. But I do believe it is important to have a balanced approach. You want to make sure your kids aren't spending all their time on their screens, and that they do have time outdoors or in nature and exploring things. It's very healthy for our children to have that time outside. It really does matter. As parents and working with this balanced approach, it's really important that we manage clear expectations. We make sure that we have explained and they understand exactly what we expect from them. We also need to be sure that we are consistent. You know, like one day we just love to spend the whole day on the screen, and the next day be consistent. You know, unless there's a horrible thunderstorm and there's, you know, it's rain all day or whatever, you know, have that, keep, maintain your balanced approach. You know, that we're going to spend so much time outside, then you can have some screen time, and you can even use it as a reward. But I think the biggest thing is talking with your children, including your children in the decision, and how you're going to manage the schedule and how you're going to manage screen time balanced with social interaction and nature interaction. And we do know that not all screen time is equal. There could be quality learning happening while they're doing the screen time. So you do have to take into account that. Is the screen time quality time, or is it just zoning out, mind-numbing screen time? They could be spending quality screen time by creating, learning, building. You could even do light learning, which is often what we did with many of our kids when they were really young. Summer learning was just a time limit that we set, like 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes. Kids would actually use time for learning. So they would spend that time, and they considered it super fun. They enjoyed it. And so it was pretty pain-free to get them to do some learning before they would go outside and swim or whatever it was that they did for the day. But that difference matters, that quality screen time versus just a mind-numbing, no benefit screen time. Just kind of bringing this full circle, summer really isn't about doing more in your summer learning. Doesn't have to be that the kids are heavily learning or there's a super structured plan It's just about doing things a little differently because we all need something different, right? It's a slower speed. Maybe you go deep, take a deeper dive on a subject. Let them spend the summer just going deep and studying whatever aspect of art that they're super interested in. They can get more connected with that kind of learning. So you don't have to have this perfect, well-polished plan for your summer learning, but just helping your kids stay connected in ways maybe that deepens their passion for a subject or encourages them to explore certain things. You know, bringing out their curiosity and then being flexible in how you view your summer learning and just giving them, encouraging, igniting this willingness to explore other learning. And you know what? That's what we're really building, right? Lifetime learners, building that and encouraging that love for learning that lasts a lifetime. And we all know summertime is a wonderful time to get an ice cream, take a walk, have conversations with our kids. So I hope you enjoy the summer and can find a perfect balance for your family and your children in summer learning. So thanks for joining me today on Homeschooling and Loving It. I'll see you next time. And I just want to mention our sponsor again, Carson DeLosa. Their Summer Bridge workbooks make it easy to keep kids learning with just 15 minutes a day. And you can help prevent the summer slump, summer slide, and build confidence for your next school year. So find them at carsondelosa.com. That's CarsonDeLosa.com. And use code 15OFF at checkout for 15% off your order.